Proponents say the freestanding biodiesel tax credit bill would enhance the renewal process. Congress has allowed the credit to expire three times in the last 5 years. National Biodiesel Board spokesman Ben Evans says the freestanding bill may help in an election year when it's tough to get anything big done, but it still may take a broader bill.
We certainly would hope that Congress would look at this and if this is a standalone bill and pass it. And, you know, we would never obviously rule that out. I mean, I think we would push it from all different angles that we can, but I do think the most likely scenario is that it would still pass as part of a package.
Where many different tax constituencies are pushing for the same bill. Biodiesel industry growth ceased when Congress let the credit expire in 2012, but rose by 700 million gallons after the credit was reinstated last year. Now, Evans says, with the loss of the credit once again, the markets are slowing down.
I think it was about 86 million gallons of biodiesel produced and sold in January. January is typically a slow month, you know, so that's a little bit to be expected. But by comparison, December, right before the tax incentive expired, there was a production of 219 million gallons. So you're looking at a huge drop-off.
The measure before Congress would boost the dollar credit to $1.10 for the first 15 million gallons of biodiesel produced by small producers. It also would restrict the credit to domestic producers rather than blenders and extend the credit for 3 years.